This is The Danglers, and you're listening to the Yes Music Podcast. One fan's exploration of the world's greatest progressive rock band.
Welcome to episode 25 of the Yes Music Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Mulrine. Please remember how you can get involved with the podcast through the site www.yesmusicpodcast.com, where you can subscribe to the podcast through RSS, through iTunes, by email to the blog post and episode updates. You can read and then comment on the show notes or blog posts. You can follow the show on Twitter at Yes Music Podcast. You can send the show an email, show@yesmusicpodcast.com. You can upload a file via the link on the right-hand side or leave a voicemail message and appear on the show yourself by calling 0844 579 6949 using the mailbox number 39417 or by recording a voice message straight onto the website using the record a message button on the extreme right-hand side. Also remember you can listen to the podcast on Stitcher, so if you have a smartphone you can download the free app. I'm constantly overwhelmed by the response I've received to the podcast. It's amazing to think that there are people out there who not only share my passion for the greatest progressive rock band in the world, but are also interested in listening to me drone on about it in these weekly episodes. So before I go any further, I'd like to thank you for listening, for supporting the podcast, and for constantly reminding me why it is that I spend hours each week listening to and podcasting about Yes. For this episode, I've decided to try and define why it is that I, like you, listen to this music, what it is that keeps me coming back for more, what it is that keeps me interested, and I've come up with 5 reasons. I'd also love to hear the reasons why you are a Yes fan, so please drop me an email, leave a comment on the website, or record a message in the usual ways. I did ask a question on Twitter this week, and here's what came back. At iTulan said the honest answer was that it reminds him of his youth. At JJ Delmas was moved to be poetic. He said that for him, Yes music is a message of transcendence permeating both mundane and sublime concerns, wrapped in some of the most lavish music ever made. And at Patricia Jeffrey chose to refer to Yes musicians. Here's how she put it. John, ethereal / amazing vocals. Squire, incredible bass and spherical objects. Rick, enough said. Steve, encompassing so much. Bruford, unbelievable. So many thanks to those tweeters. Talking to Yes fans, I think it's clear that each one of us has a personal story to explain how we were first captivated by the music of the band. Some of us stumbled over the music ourselves, on the radio or these days via YouTube, but I think a lot of us discovered Yes through personal word-of-mouth introductions. The introduction for me came from a friend who was older than me, and to whom I looked up. He was a bit of a hero. He was a mathematician. He was a twin. He was into fantasy and science fiction role-playing games. He had a ZX81 home computer, which he programmed. In fact, he went to Oxford to do maths and ended up being a software architect for IBM. Interestingly, he wasn't really the Yes fan of the Twin Brothers, but I was closer to him and he chose to lend me Yes music, as something told him I would like it. Where I came from, Yes music was a kind of under-the-counter, slightly secretive, guilty pleasure for many. As I've mentioned several times before, I was lent 2 albums initially, 90125 and Tormato. At the time, my school friends were listening to The Cure, The Smiths, Joy Division, The Style Council, amongst others. In popular culture, in my town, the age of prog rock was officially over, as was the age of heavy metal, classic rock, disco, and many other genres. Looking back now, it's amusing to remember how much my friends used music to define their personalities. I once took my treasured vinyl copy of Fragile to the youth club at the church hall, and put it on the record player before anyone noticed. My friend asked me if it was Deep Purple, as he kind of liked it. When I said it was actually Yes, he immediately changed his mind, specifically because he did not want to be seen to be associating himself with progressive rock. He was a die-hard Smiths fanatic and viewed himself as a bit of a working-class hero. I'm not sure exactly why Deep Purple was more acceptable than Yes. So that's my first reason for listening to Yes. I actually liked being different. I was about 13 or 14 years old, at a crucial point in my own development as a person, and this was one way I could differentiate myself from others in my social group. I did like other kinds of music, including the pop music of the time, but I find myself coming back again and again to bands like Yes, King Crimson and Queen, particularly the most progressive parts of the Queen canon. So what was it that intrigued me about the music of Yes? Well, as you can tell, I could write an entire autobiographical book on this subject, so now I'll try to restrict myself to a concise list. Reason 2. I am a classically trained musician, so I suppose my musical sensibilities were and still are intrigued by a band who seemed to be able to create pseudo-classical, epic structures using a blend of the instruments and conventions of both rock and classical music combined with the virtuosity of the musicians. Clearly, I am thinking here of the music on Tales from Topographic Oceans, Close to the Edge and so on, from the main sequence of albums. But I was also initially exposed to the radically different approach of 90125, where I could hear a development of the band's music, retaining certain elements and combining this with new ones. I found this approach fascinating, and was desperate to explore the musical journey of the band. I've always had a wide range of taste in music. I always loved heavier music as well as quite a bit of early 80s pop, so hearing other influences in the mix in 90125 was thrilling. Reason 3 is around the longevity of the band. I had plenty of music and personnel changes to get my head around, even back when I started in 1983 or 84. Each album I bought at the rate I could according to the pocket money situation helped me to piece together the fabulous jigsaw of the band's history and musical changes. I remember getting all the albums out on the floor and trying to work out who was on each one of them. I had no books or Wikipedia to rely on, of course. In fact, I didn't even know what order the albums had been released in until I examined the release dates on every record. Where a band has such an amazing tapestry of history and changes, it rewards the researcher to delve into it, especially as it is still unfolding today, after more than 40 years, and I imagine that's one of the reasons why Yes fans are amongst the most passionate and sometimes touchy of all music fans. There is just so much fascinating detail to get involved in, so much to learn and share with others about the band. This is partly what drew me to starting this podcast, of course, a desire to share what I was thinking about the music of the world's greatest progressive rock band. Reason 4 is the music itself. Whatever album you pick up, there's a difficult to define spirit in Yes music. It goes beyond the musicianship, the production, the songwriting. It encompasses all these and many more factors to make Yes music the most powerful, inspiring, uplifting, intriguing and absorbing body of work in existence for me. If you remember the Yes Music Champagne Moments episode from a couple of months ago, we mentioned some of the innumerable occasions where Yes Music manages to touch our musical and emotional senses in an intimate, transformative and inspiring way like no other music I've ever heard. This is the music which helped me through some of the darkest moments in my adolescent life, and is still capable of transporting me to a different plane of existence today. Reason 5 is all about you, the listeners to this podcast, the true, dedicated, passionate Yes fans who eagerly search out and devour everything you can find to do with the band. Without the community of Yes fans, following the band would be a lonely and frustrating business. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to interact with you all, to share this feeling of belonging to a small and exclusive, but knowledgeable and generous band of brothers and sisters who keep the faith and believe in this crazy, complicated and confusing concept we call Yes. So that's the start of my story, at least 5 parts of it. Please do get in touch and share your own Yes stories. Why do you listen to the band? So in a shorter episode than usual, that's about it for this week. Over the next 2 weeks, I plan to take slightly shorter looks again at a couple of albums which have fascinating aspects to them, but not necessarily in the mainstream of Yes music. I'll leave you to try and guess what those might be. It's also Easter holidays, so it's a very busy time for me, which is why these shorter episodes will fit in quite well. Don't worry though, there will definitely be an episode each Friday to sink your teeth into. I hope, as usual, it will be a true Yes feast. In the meantime, please do get involved at www.yesmusicpodcast.com, on Twitter at yesmusicpodcast, by sending an email to show@yesmusicpodcast.com, by uploading a file or recording a voice message via the site, or leaving a voicemail on 0844 579 6949 using the mailbox number 39417. So until next time, just remember, whatever your progressive rock question, the answer is yes.